I mentioned earlier that I'm going to read this poem called Delight, which again easily be called Pleasure. I want to thank each of you who shared just both your messages, the content of your sharing, and just your presence really is just as Eleanor said, it's a pleasure. And you really bless all of us just in your sharing. And equally, I want to share I want to thank those of you who didn't verbally share, but just by your very presence here, and that's everyone here on the call, just by being here, you fill our lives with an enormous, enormous amount of life, and we are deeply indebted to you. So I'm going to read this precious, precious poem. It happened one day, as I attended to my oughts, engaged and lost in my very important thoughts, that I noticed a strange but quite charming sight. I saw a man actually experiencing delight. Yes, finding delight in everything in his sight. I saw him laugh openly as he watched children play. He felt the fruits, relished the scents of the market's vast display. He tasted the sweetness that the smallest touch could bestow, while looking at it all with eyes fully aglow. He's truly present, I thought. He doesn't just survive. He's fully engaged, really here, not just half alive. He's focused, attentive to whatever comes his way, so very present to life's every unexpected play. How impressive he was, this man of simplicity, this humble representative of life's hidden felicity. I confess that in my own complexity, my very bright stupidity, I had simply forgotten, had failed to see the delicious delicacy of each day's simple activity. As I savored his delight at all these coincidences, I came suddenly to my senses. I lost my careful defenses. I realized the truth that this ordinary sage put on display, that fascination can be found in every day's mystery. On that day, I awoke. I opened to the delight inherent in everything in my previously dull life. The birds, the breeze, the smells of spring, the wonders that hide or are often unforeseen. Yes, I opened my eyes to the preciousness of life, the gifts that grant us their endless delight. Now, I look at the sky or see the trees, look into your eyes or feel the breeze, drink in the sun's rays or peer through the day's haze. I find the wonder, the marvel, the hidden surprise of the lows, the highs, or the cloudy sunrise. Delight, oh delight, you've captured my sight. Whatever I notice, I call now to my focus, whether vital or trite. The smallest detail, the tiniest of life's twist, I behold its beauty as it invites me to a bliss that seemed earlier unachievable, but is now so, oh, believable. Delight, oh delight, I've found your veiled treasure in this world's display of sensual pleasure. Chaos or perfection or whatever lies in between now ignites my heart with its delicious theme as it sparks my life and gives me steam that makes each day the fulfillment of my hidden dream. Delight, oh delight, I await you tonight. And I cannot express enough gratitude, express the delight that exudes from you to all of us, and just be in awe at the wonder of life that you are. And again, thank you so much for being in my life, our lives, and for this past hour being so beautifully, beautifully, wondrously you.